Am I the jerk? You all right there?
Am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com. I couldn't grab the mic. If you want to send in those scenarios. So, I was telling you guys in the mix that the back of my house, the garage,
yes,
and the driveway leading up to it, we get no sun back there. Anytime you have any ice or whatever, it is the last thing that will melt, and it takes a while to do it. So now we just have a sheet of ice in the back. So my wife got out of the garage fine, but when she came back, she couldn't get the car in the garage because she kept sliding. So, all right, let's try and see if we can get this thing in the garage. Well, it didn't work. And, of course, the lack of man that I am, I don't have a shovel. I don't own a shovel. So now I'm trying to find different ways to get traction under the tires so we can get the car back into the garage. And, again, it's comical, the things that we tried to use to get the traction.
Yes.
Okay. So then we started, and then okay. I said, you know what? Let me think about this because I feel like I'm not in my right mind. So I'll go back into the house. And we do have a fireplace. So we have the little fireplace poker and a little shovel to shovel the ashes out. But it's not a big shovel. It's tiny. So I went outside with those two things, all right, to see if I could just break it off.
So you don't have a shovel at all other than that?
Just a little fireplace thing.
I got you.
It's not. I don't even consider that a shovel.
I mean, it's more like a spatula. Like a,
right,
it's more
right.
of a scoop than a shovel.
Right. It's just a spatula. I don't consider that a shovel. So I go out with those two little tiny things to see if I could just chop off some of this ice around the tires to get it to loosen it up a bit. I look over at my neighbor's house. This is the neighbor I will just occasionally wave at. Hell, I don't even know his name.
Okay.
But I look over there. Right. His driveway in the back has one nice lane that's shoveled out so he can have his cars, and there's a shovel just right leaning right against his garage. And I thought, so do I just, I don't know him.
Hey there.
He'll know me if he neighbor? Sees me, but I don't know his name. Do I just walk off? Do I need to go and ask? Or if I just walk right over there, grab that shovel, do what I need to do, and put it right back?
Man, I don't know if you ever go grab another man's tool.
I know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I know.
Yeah.
So after thinking that, I thought, you know what? No, I can't do that. Because I may be a little put out. I wouldn't care personally, but maybe truly he does. So I resisted the urge to go get his shovel and do this the easy way. So I figured out that the little spatula just wasn't going to even budge anything.
There's no way.
But the little poker thing was kind of putting the holes in the ice. So I'm standing there. It's going to take forever, but I'm doing it because I'm determined to get this car in the garage.
You're all crouched over.
Right. So I'm poking at the ice over there, and I'm trying to loosen it. Now, my neighbor comes home. He's in his truck. He comes towards the back. He pulls up in the garage in his nice shovel driveway. He sits there for a while and doesn't even offer the shovel. He's watching me poking this thing under the tire.
Maybe he didn't realize he forgot the shovel was out there or something.
It was right there.
You should have been like, hey, man, do you mind if I borrow that shovel real quick?
I was thinking, all right, you know what? He's going to look at me and say, bro, there's the shovel right there. Why don't you use it? And then we're all like chips. We're happy. We have the freeze frame with the high five on top of anything. Nothing.
Dude, I might have.
Nothing.
I might have got some hot water to pour on around down there to loosen it up a bit.
So now after I saw that he was a bit of a jerk not offering me a shovel, I was more than determined to chisel that ice with that little fireplace poker to get the car in the garage, and I did it. Look at me.
Good job, man.
I am the captain now.
We need to get you a shovel, though.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
I mean, even I have a shovel, and I hardly have anything.
You're out there with like a kid's
fireplace shovel,
dude. It was the
like you're gonna build a sandcastle.
Poker. It took forever, but I was determined.
How long did he watch you?
Man, it was about 10 minutes. He was just standing there. He was sitting in his truck.
You're sure he was watching?
Absolutely. There's no doubt what I was doing.
He walks in, grabs the shovel, and shuts the garage.
Okay, so when he got onto his driveway, where was the shovel in his view?
It was leaning up against the garage to his right on the passenger side. He obviously shoveled his portion of the garage. He knew it was out there.
So
he didn't even offer it to me.
So he pulled into the driveway, and you're on his passenger side, your house.
I'm on the driver's side.
Okay, well, see, maybe he didn't see the shovel. He forgot it was there, and he's turned looking out the driver's window, just looking at you, and he doesn't see the shovel.
But he's definitely looking at me. He he knows that shovel's right there.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so.
And I just didn't want to say, hey, bro.
Man, I would have.
Sick shovel you got there.
Yeah. Man, that shovel will look great.
He's your neighbor. I would have asked. I'd be like, hey, man, do you mind if I borrow your shovel? Of course I say that, and I didn't go ask my neighbor for a ladder. I just got one.
Man, I felt at first I was thinking about being a jerk just going to get it. And if I would have, he would have driven up right when I have his shovel.
Tool in hand.
The ice. Right. There's no denying it. And I would have felt like a huge jerk then. So I tried not to be. And then I felt like he was one watching me with a fireplace poker trying to get the car in the garage.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's... Man, I just don't know if I can say he's the jerk because I just don't know if he consciously recognized the shovel was there.
In his nice shoveled driveway back there, just... He just...
And it's not your, like, it's not your social neighbor either. So
no,
he may be operating under mind your own
maybe
policy.
So.
And he just, maybe he thinks, maybe he's kind of an idiot out there. He must have a shovel. Everybody has a shovel. And why is he poking it?
Because I asked my social neighbor, hey, man, you have a shovel? He's like, no. Damn it.
See, that's the deal. The unsocial people are out there shoveling their own driveways and then flaunting it in your neighborhood.
All right, so there you go. I say he is. Maybe he's not. But it all worked out. We all accomplished what we needed to. It was about 30 minutes too long, but we did it. All right, hello, Invasion. Am I the jerk for thinking that the society as a whole throughout the North Texas region is soft because of the bad weather coming in this weekend? Obviously, this is older. I used to work for a power company, and I know that if the power goes out, especially during winter storms, I would have to go to work. I believe everyone should have essentials for possible outages, but it seems like we are not prepared as a society knowing that something like this is happening in advance. So I'm going to say, I don't think you are because, yeah, we're soft. And everyone to a person thinks that when everyone says the weather is going to come in, it's going to be less than what they're saying. Everyone. There's no one who thinks, okay, we're going to get 2 inches of ice. They'll say, man, we may get 4, so I'm going to prepare for it. Everybody will say, oh, no, it's not going to be that bad. We'll be fine. And then you get a little crippled. It just doesn't happen that often to where you're going to overly prepare for everything that's going on.
Yeah, because we could all probably just go out and buy a bunch of rock salt to throw on our driveways and our pathways and all that, and that would help tremendously. But you never think to do it.
And I feel like the types of winter weather we get vary so wildly from storm to storm. And just like within the storm, it can start as freezing rain and then end up as snow. Or maybe you just get sleep for 2 straight days. And if you get that, there's not really a lot you can do about it.
With the ice and all that, it's just not enough preparation involved that you can be fully prepared for what the heck happened this past week. I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. Greetings, gentlemen. I'm pregnant with my first and only child later in life. My husband and I are both only children, so our parents are extremely involved and opinionated. My father-in-law asked if we plan to use a changing table he and my mother-in-law made 30 years ago, and that was hand-painted by the only living grandmother. I don't like it. It's very old, and it doesn't fit the nursery. When I said we weren't planning to use it, my father-in-law said he feels like he didn't do enough as a father and that the things he made by hand are how he proves he was a good parent. I reassured him that he had a meaningful impact on my husband's life and that these items clearly hold sentimental value to them and would be better placed in either of our homes. I'm sorry, misspelled. Either of their homes. My husband doesn't remember the table and doesn't care about it. We don't want the table, and it means far more to them than it does to us. I feel guilty, but I don't want to curate my home with other people's grief artifacts. Am I the jerk? New mom, old P1.
I gotta say no. I don't think so.
No, the olds are always trying to give you their stuff that's sentimental to them, and they
really
want that
this.
To be transferred to you. And like, it's a new baby.
Yeah.
You want to be involved? Put it in your house if it means so much to you.
And you can change that dirty diaper right there on that changing table, and everything is great. You can babysit anytime you want.
Step up, please.
That's way better. 'Cause Travis had a way better thought. That's what should happen, because my initial thought was like, well, just take it and you can break it. I'm like, oh, it broke. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
This was
you're
way
carried smart. It up the stairs and you're going to let it go in one, two, three.
I tripped and fell and I smashed it. It was an accident. But his is way better. Right. I tell them, to, hey, have it in your house and you can change the baby on there when they're with you. It'll be great.
That means you can babysit. That's the way to do it. Anytime you want.
All the time, please.
All the time. So, yeah, I think Travis is right. I don't think you are a jerk for not wanting that table, but if they want to keep it, that baby's bare bottom will be on that table in their home anytime they want. All right, am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send those scenarios, and we do it every single Thursday at 9:55.